Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
What's the matter with you? At least they spelled it right. Yeah. What's the matter with you? The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. To hell with those damn Eagles. Couple of notes here, BT. One thing on the Giants, and Gordon Damer just mentioned this during his update here. The NFL fined the Giants $200,000 for violating the concussion protocol with Jackson Dart, member in the tent or whatever.
Of course.
Separately, Dable got hit with a $100,000 fine.
That's deep.
Right?
Honestly, it should be. You talk about authenticity with the gambling in the NBA. The efforts to really change the way the NFL is perceived from an injury protocol point of view. If that's compromised, like when your head coach walks and says, "Hey, is he ready? I want to run a play." Yeah, you had to do that. That was steep, but I think it should have been.
I don't think Dable meant harm.
I don't think so either. But it doesn't matter even.
But dude, $100,000. So the organization $200,000. My thing is, like, if you're the owner, you're getting hit with the $200,000 fine, and he's getting hit separately with $100,000. That is ugly. And then Cam Scataboo got tagged for $15,000.
For what, though?
I guess the same thing. He was probably sticking his head in there.
Oh, that's right. He was part of the scrum there. $15,000 Scataboo.
I mean, $15,000 for him, a rookie, is still not, that's not going to make a difference. $100,000, though, for Dable, that's a little bit of a difference. What is Dable making per year? You have any idea?
If I had a guess, I don't know off the top of my head. If I had to take a guess, I don't know, $4 million.
Yeah,
I mean, kind of in the vicinity. I'm just guessing.
And after taxes, I don't know. Either way, he'll be
$2
fine.
Million after taxes,
he'll be fine. But $100,000.
Well, Scataboo's the one who's going to get dented more. I mean, if you look just from a percentage point of view, like the $100,000, half of, you know what Dable's making. Just chime in and tell us if you have it. I'm going to say $4 million. So right around there. So $100,000 of $4 million versus $15,000 to veteran rookie minimum.
Right.
I mean, Scataboo is going to take a dent.
Yeah, I know. Either way, you're right. For the he's making $5 million. Say he'll be fine, but still $100,000. All right. Anyway, so back to the NBA stuff, and we'll continue with your calls here. Like we said, perfect parlay picks coming up in about 10 minutes. 888-808-1019. Whatever you want to discuss with us on this Football Friday here for the final hour of the show. But as for the NBA stuff, Knicks obviously back in action tonight. They'll be hosting the Celtics. Jaylen Brown was speaking on the NBA gambling stuff and all this, and he had some interesting things to say. Let's play the first cut here, Hoff, that we went over before, with, and we get it from the SNY Knicks Twitter account. It does such a great job getting all the sound here. But the first cut from Jaylen Brown here on the NBA and the gambling scandal.
What's your personal feeling about the gambling climate around sports? Like, what are your feelings just around, that?
Me personally, I think, that whole world was introduced a couple of years ago, and I don't think they took players into consideration, especially with, the energy and the behavior that goes around, gambling, and how that directly correlates with players. We don't benefit from any of the profits or anything like that, but we got to deal with, a lot of the extra negativity and scrutiny behind all the gambling stuff. And then on top of that, it creates more integrity issues, et cetera. So I'm not sure what the answer is for it, but definitely something that people got to spend more time having conversations about.
It's a really good answer. You know, one thing that people, some players have said the last couple of years, and, you know, I've heard it at the Garden a few times where, you know, you've got a player, and this is all prop-based. That's why I really think that they've got a, that's the first step to maybe solving this in the NBA, to get away from the prop bets. But you will hear player, fans, their team could be up, Knicks could be up by 17 points. Yeah. And you should be feeling great about yourself, but instead, Jalen, why aren't you shooting? Let's go. Get it to Cat. Because it's all motivated by, I need 3 points to hit my prop parlay. They are that is a very astute observation by Jaylen Brown. They are subjected to more animosity and more misguided rage because of betting than ever before. It's not right.
And they don't benefit from it.
Nope.
And the league's integrity comes into question. Now, to me, still gambling is not the problem. It's the players who put themselves in a bad predicament that are the problem. Like, this is not everybody that's doing it, and everybody that's gambling doesn't have issues. So it's not just the idea that's, because even if it weren't legal, it would still be going on. This stuff has happened prior to gambling being legal. Tim Donaghy was fixing games prior to gambling being legal. So if it stopped today, if the NBA came out and said, you know what, no more legal gambling, whatever it may be. I know they can't. It's like a law, you know, state laws, whatever, each state. But if they just stopped it, it still would be a potential problem.
I agree. It's been here forever.
So now Brown is the right person to speak on this. He is VP of the NBA PA.
Smart guy.
Yeah. He also had one more quote here talking about the sports gambling and how it's become more prevalent. Go ahead, Off.
Is there anything the league can actually do to protect players better in terms of, like, obviously you guys are subjected to stuff on social media and your DMs and stuff, but also in arena?
I think be open to having a conversation. I don't think yet once from my conversations with the union at the NBA has been like, how can we protect players more with the environment? There's been little to no conversation around that. It's all about how can we, you know, a lot of times how can we increase business and increase revenue?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, you know, if we're having enough conversations, how can we, what is the aftermath or the consequences some of that stuff has?
I appreciate his honesty and his transparency. That is both answers were really good and on point.
So think about it. If the talk that he is hearing in his position is always about how they're going to increase revenue and all that stuff and about money, why would I not think that maybe there was a cover-up from, let's just say, the Rozier thing specifically? Mm-hmm. I'm not accusing the NBA of that. I'm just saying, like, it makes you think that if, and we know that their primary goal is always going to be about ratings and revenue and how they're going to increase the money for the league. League's got to survive. Owners need to get paid. Players need to get paid. All those different things. How are we going to do that? If Rozier gets nabbed for gambling or fixing games, that's not good for the league. It's not good for revenue. It's not good for anything. So maybe try to sweep it under the rug a little bit. Maybe there were other instances that were swept under the rug, and the FBI may be trying to uncover it here. I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. But obviously the goal is not... He didn't say that the goal was to protect the integrity of the league.
No.
It was about revenue.
It's always about revenue. It's always about money. These ridiculous, the rights to these games, whether it's the NBA, whether it's, you know, Amazon jumping in, Thursday Night Football, whether it's all the streaming services, Netflix, what, Christmas Day, what, I don't even know what the hell, I didn't know what they're doing. Isn't Netflix doing, no, well, certainly some stuff on Christmas, but also the Yankees are on opening day. Is that Netflix?
Yes.
Or it is?
Yeah, next season they'll open their home opener, or whatever, opening day.
Against the Giants. I mean, think about where this has been hijacked, guys, so... You know, for a long time, I have said, and I try not to say it too much because if I keep saying it, even though it's absolutely true, I don't want to take away the joy from how I perceive sports, what I get out of it, what our listeners get out of it. But I've been saying for at least 10 years, they don't care about you. They don't care about me. And they maybe they did at the beginning. They have not cared about us in a long time. Now it's abundantly clear. They don't even care about the players.
Right, but they will if the integrity starts coming into question and people stop watching or stop paying attention to it.
Doesn't mean that they'll... No. Well...
Now, I don't know if that's going to happen. Like, people still... You know, if it were a Knick, we were talking about that off the air before. If it were a Knick, would you be any less excited about watching the Knicks-Celtics
tonight? No, I can't wait to watch the Knicks tonight. Get 2-0 with Mike Brown. Let's go.
People want to go to the building. People want to watch the games. I, as a sports fan, I want to put my head in the sand. Same thing with the steroids. I don't want to hear about it.
Mm.
I don't want to hear about the off-the-field stuff, the off-the-court stuff. I want to enjoy the game. I didn't do anything wrong. Fans didn't do anything wrong. Why should we be deprived of enjoying our teams, whoever they may be? But it does get to a certain point where if the competition is compromised, like, nobody's going to want to sit down and watch a game that's fixed.
Yeah. Well, we shouldn't be deprived. And you say, you know, put your head in the sand. Not everybody wants to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you know, a lot of people are incapable of doing that. Even if they try, you know, the reality of whatever situation it might be just kind of rears its ugly head. And the thing, too, let's not confuse the motivation. Like, there are, especially with Jaylen Brown, who is a highly intelligent, you know, well-versed man. I mean, the guy gets it. He's a smart dude. I think he went to Cal. Like, he's a smart guy. I'm not saying I agree with everything that he says, but he's very smart. I love what he said today. So there will now be things that happen in the NBA downstream where the NBA will make it seem like they care about the players. There will be some sort of revision or some sort of protection based on what Jaylen said. I'm sure others about how can we, you know, better protect our players from, you know, crazy fans jumping in based on bets or props falling short, losing bets. And people say, wow, look at the NBA. God, you're so proactive. Look, they finally get it. No, they're not being proactive. They don't give a rat's behind about us. They don't give a rat's behind about the players. The only reason whatever's about to happen and something will happen is because they had to. They got caught, they got pinched, and now they got to put something into practice.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. CJ in South Brunswick wants to talk about the Jets. What's up, CJ?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you?
Good.
Hey, CJ.
All right. So real quick, I just wanted to make a comment about the whole Sauce Gardner argument. I think it's fascinating. Well, not fascinating, but pretty cool. I've definitely thought Sauce was overrated from the very first day, from his rookie year, even though he got all pro. I couldn't understand why. He's very handy. But I will say this. He doesn't get beat. He doesn't get burned. What it is, and I played Division I defensive back in a small level in the 90s.
Okay.
He has horrible ball skills. And because he's so long and lanky with long arms and long legs, when you can't track the ball at the moment if you're not in phase or in phase with the wide receiver, you just look like Bambi on ice. So when Sauce has the ball caught on him, it looks so bad. It looks like he's beaten when he really isn't beaten. Like if you notice, all the good defensive backs, the great corners, they have great ball skills. So you watch like Deion Sanders, Revis, even Cooper DeJean from now.
Ty Law was great at that. Ty Law was fantastic at that.
Ty Law, Charles Woodson, but I was going to say this. They all caught punts in college. Like, your best defensive backs catch punts, not kickoffs, punts,
mm-hmm.
because it rolls and slows in a different way.
Yeah.
I guarantee I'd have to go back and look, but I guarantee you Sauce did not catch punts in college.
Interesting.
Because he has terrible, and I mean terrible, ball tracking skills, and that's why he looks as bad as he does. The only time I actually saw him get beat and burned this year was when George Pickens caught that, like, 45-yard touchdown on him against
the Steelers,
he was, like,
yeah.
He was reaching, flailing. He looked horrible. But other than that, he's always there in the spot because he's athletic.
Yeah.
He just has horrible balls.
That's a great call there, CJ. Glad you made it. Thank you. It's interesting the way you run. And you played college football corner, so that's good stuff. Secondary. He's a very confounding player. And I think anybody, now, I like him more than you. I choose to focus on a couple of things that I think he does better than you do. But the reality is this, like, I don't think there's another level to his game. I don't, and that's problematic because there's another level to his contract. That's for damn sure. So there's not going to be a year like next year or the year after Sauce comes back and he's 22 pounds thicker and suddenly he's a great stout tackler like Revis and others. That's not happening. And he's not going to be suddenly punching balls loose and making these plays. He's able to run with people. And when you can run with people and stop on a dime and reposition and reroute, you're going to be very effective in the pass game. It's the other aspects of his game that are much more deficient than I thought after year one. But really, the evidence in the years since, I've gone less and less and less, you know, enthralled with how he plays. And now he's a frustrating guy. I'm just talking about pass coverage. That he's pretty good at. The other stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah, and I just think he's extremely overrated. Caller brought up excellent points as to why that might be the case. There are many reasons why that's the case. I just believe he's overrated.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, time for the BT and Sal football picks brought to you by Cash App.
Perfect parlay pick segment, week 8. We have a change atop the leaderboard. Hoff somehow incredibly hit his 4-team parlay last week, 4-0.
Man.
That gets him 100 points, so he is now in the lead with 150. I am in second with 85. You have 35, BT in third. Remember, 2-team is worth 25, 3-team is worth 50, the 4-team are worth 100, and you have to correctly predict or pick the winner of the Jets and Giants game. Those will be worth 5 points per win. No spread involved. Week 8, BT, we got some work to do here. What do you got for us?
Well, hopefully the climb can start today. I got to level with everybody. I'm inside my own head with this stuff, man. What I would do is I would wait before I actually start getting a few right before you start listening to these picks. Not that I think you've listened the last couple of weeks. I've been ice cold, but I'm just overthinking this. I'm a wreck. I am much better than this, and it's got to start ending. I'm getting pissed off now. All right, number one, I really am. It's embarrassing. All right, the Patriots are -7.5. We talked about this a little bit here. I asked the question to Costos about not so much the spread, but just about big picture of the Pats. I've also said, as I get ready to host the Browns up at Gillette, that I think that they are definitely ascending. I don't think this is a smoke and mirror thing. They've got the coach. They've got the quarterback. They've got some really good defensive players. They can run the ball a little bit. And I actually think this goes down to the last week or two where they are truly vying with the Bills to win the division. Give me the Patriots to lay some heavy wood, beat up a bad Browns team. Pats -7.5. Number two. Sometimes, yeah, it's a little bit of a leap of faith, though, less and less and less and less by the weeks, because the Colts are showing us that, you know, what they're doing here seems to be pretty real. This is a massive number. And when you lay 14.5 points, that's the number, which I'm going to. So Colts -14.5 against the wretched Tennessee Titans. You run the real risk if there's a fluke touchdown by the big dog early. Now you're chasing 21.5 points, and now you're probably cooked. But the Colts are focused. The Titans changed coaches. Usually there might be like a little weak a week pop the following after the firing. But then I think it just goes back to, all right, we have no direction. We have no plan. You're not really dialed in. I think the Titans get absolutely waxed. Give me the Colts -14.5. And listen, I got to do it. I got to do it. I'm going to take the Bengals -6.5 here. I don't know how the hell the Jets are going to score anything. No Garrett Wilson. You know, not that Gardner is going to do much in terms of stealing the ball, but he's not playing, so that's not good. I think the Jets' offense is a mess. We all know this. I think Cincy is not good either, but the Jets are the worst team in football. Cincy -6.5. So, in summation, Pats minus a fairly big number, 7.5 against the Brownies. Colts, a big number, laying 14 in the hook against the Titans. And I'm going all big favorites here. Cincy -6.5 over my Jets.
All right, there you have it, BT. Picks are in for week 8. Hoffy, what do you have?
Okay.
Whitney.
Kind of feeling it right now, guys.
Oh, shut up.
I got to be
the
honest.
Text coming in on Sunday. Oh, I just need the Giants to get the win. Oh, God.
Listen, I have no answer to this. I have no idea what I did, but I'm going to go the same route. I took no, did no research. So I'm going San Francisco plus 2.5 at Houston, Tampa Bay minus 4.5 at New Orleans, Cincinnati minus 6.5 versus the Jets, and the Giants plus 7.5 at Philly.
That's it? The champ
resists.
You rest with those?
Yeah. There you go.
You have won this before. You won in the inaugural year, had us dressing up like clowns and gold dust. And then last year you finished second, but you still had to dress up. And this year so far, hey, look, there's plenty of time to go. You got 150 points, but there's still time, BT, even for you with 35. Not over yet. All right, Dove, hit me with it here. You know what's odd, BT? We were just talking about this during the break as we're looking for some of the picks. And I didn't have a great feel for a lot of these games. Three of the games that you picked, I had on my list. I'm only going to do a two-team parlay, but we were against each other in two of them and with each other on one, and one you had no say in there or you didn't pick, and that's the one that I'm going to start with. My best bet of the week, my Denver Broncos. I love the Broncos this week. They're at home. Costo said it before. If you're going to pick the Broncos over the Cowboys or this game, do you think that the Cowboys defense is going to win out or the Cowboys offense going to win out or the Broncos defense? And for me, I'm going with the Broncos defense. And I think their offense is good enough. You saw that in the fourth quarter. Give me Denver all day long. I think they demolished the Cowboys. Denver Broncos minus 3.5. That's game number one. Game number two, I thought about Cleveland plus 7.5. They have the best defense. So them and Denver, I love defense. That's a theme here. I just don't trust the Browns to do enough to avoid getting blown out on the road in New England. And at some point, New England's going to win at home. So I stayed away. I had the Bengals minus 6.5 also circled. I'm going to stay away from it, not because I think the Jets are dangerous. I don't know who the starting quarterback is. I'd like to know that going in before I make a bet. And the Bengals just aren't that good, so they can score points. But could the Jets get a defensive touchdown? Maybe, sure. So then I'm going to go to Indianapolis, and I like the Titans here. 14.5 points. I think people started to really believe in the Colts after last week, myself included. This is the Professional Football League. Well, National Football, but this is big. I mean, come on here. 14.5 points? Even the Titans, who are bad, they've got to be able to keep this game close. Colts have been rolling people. I fully expect them to win, but a division rival, interim head coach, maybe the Titans get away from home a little bit, compete in the confines of the Colts stadium there, the Dome. Give me 2.5 touchdowns on the road. That's a lot of freaking points in an NFL game. So give me Denver, my Broncos, minus 3.5 at home against the Cowboys. Titans on the road, plus 14.5. Going for a two-teamer. Trying to just get some more points on the board here and chip away at Hoff's big lead. As for the straight-up bet, I'm going to pick against the Jets. I picked them last week to beat the Panthers and obviously got burned. I will confidently say I'm not picking them again until they win a game and show me something. So give me the Bengals with ease. And I've nailed the Giants every game so far. The correct winner of the Giants, I hate to say it, but my gut just says the Eagles are going to win this football game on Sunday. Give me the Eagles and Bengals.
I don't have a good feeling about either team. I'm going to take Philly here. I think they win by double figures, but more pulling away late. I don't think that they stomp them from, you know, the opening series and just wax them. But I do think they win, I'll give you a 30, 20, something like that. I'm going to take Philly. I'm going to take the Bengals.
Hoff?
Well, you guys aren't going to gain any points on this because I'm doing the same thing, Cincy and Philadelphia.
Yeah, I mean, okay, a little chalky there, but still. I mean, I'd love to make a case. I really wish I could pick the Giants, but I want to keep my streak intact.
Yeah.
And I don't feel they're walking away.
I don't either. A question for you. So you say it's still early, and it is. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm behind 500 points. At what point, Hoff, I want you to jump in on this too.
Good question.
Like, at what point does the Hail Mary desperation mode, you know, we got to start calling timeouts and extend the play and go no huddle? Like, you know, it's not early anymore necessarily.
Three weeks ago, you should start.
No, stop, dude. Come on.
That's what I've been doing.
Well, also, I will say, BT, you're right. I mean, being down 100, and what's the math on that? You have 150. He's got 35. So obviously, you're down a significant amount right there. The math probably says to win, you're going to have to hit a four-teamer at some point. Because how many three-teamers do you think you're going to hit the rest of the
way? At this rate, probably none. Okay, I mean, I'm ice cold here. So,
but even like
I'll hit something. I'll never take the donut.
Right, okay. So last year we were hitting a bunch.
But yeah.
Okay, 2 3-team parlays,
maybe? Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then if you add a two-teamer on top of that, like, that's still not going to be enough, assuming he doesn't hit anymore.
Oh, no.
So 1 4-teamer changes a lot, but that's why I choose to chip away still. If you hit every week, you could hit 2-teamers maybe more often than not. and just chip away with 25-25. That's why I chose to go with the two-teamer. So I'd rather try to cash two teams.
Yes, 25 where you just, are now, though. Yes. Not necessarily where I'm at. And by the way, I've tried the two-teamers. That hasn't worked either.
Right, you're 50 behind me, so you need to cash one of these and get back in the game a little bit. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll come back with your calls, 888-808-1019, ahead of Week 8 in the NFL. For over 92 years, Approved Oil has been the leading heating oil dealer in New York, and right now, with low rates, it's the perfect time to lock in your price for winter before cold weather pushes prices up. Don't wait. Call today and lock in your savings and enjoy a worry-free season. Approved Oil has been delivering a brighter, warmer tomorrow for almost a century, backed up by superior services and unmatched reliability. When it comes to your home heat, it has to be Approved Oil. Visit freezetherate.com. Or call 718-238-1050.
All right. Our water and transportation and energy infrastructure is critical. But did you know that those projects are built by the local 825 operating engineers and their contractors? They even built MetLife Stadium and the stadium before that. That's why their advocacy organization, ELEC, the Engineers Labor Employer Cooperative, they fight for those priorities every day. That's ELEC, representing the hardworking men and women who build New York and New Jersey. Let's get you that Odyssey Sportsman now, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Call of the Day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
A little live call of the day today, BT. Today's call of the day brought to you by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Tom calling from East Meadow. What's up, Tom?
Hey there, BT, Sal, and Hoff, the big pick leader.
Yes.
Great. Congratulations, Hoff, last week. No offense, BT, you got to get your stuff together.
I'm trying, buddy. Just don't pull the Rozier if I got it means I'm going to start winning.
I'm one of those anal people that write the picks down just for fun.
God.
And no, I do. It's just for fun. I've been doing it.
You should. I mean, we want you to play along with
all
us.
Good.
Exactly. But Hoff, you read them all so fast, I couldn't even write them down for God's sake.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And you never even recapped them, my brother.
I never do. But here, I'll do it just for you.
You've recapped them before,
right,
my friend.
You go, Tom. Listen up. He usually does recap. You're right. He all did right. speed through them this
yes,
week.
I know he does, dude. I listen to you guys every day.
Yeah, we nice. Appreciate that. Go ahead,
San
Alex.
Francisco plus 2.5 at Houston.
Wrong.
Tampa Bay okay. minus 4.5 at New Orleans. Two
right,
for two.
Bucks minus 4.5.
Yeah,
okay.
There you go. Write that down.
I know I got a Cincy.
Yeah, we're going with Cincy.
Minus 6.5.
Versus the Jets. And, of course, you got to put this one down. 4-4. Giants plus 7.5 at Philly. But I'm taking Philly straight up money line.
Okay. All right. It was so darn forsaken quick. I was like, come on, bro.
Yeah, we got to clean that up with Hoff. Thank you
by the way,
call,
Tommy, and, you know, if that happens again, if Hoff is a little bit too quick with the words, and all three of us have a tendency to speak really fast, so... we have this thing called the Free Odyssey app. So rather than
good
wasting
point.
3 minutes on the air reciting what we just did, you could go check it out.
I was just going to say, if you did it right the first time, Hoff, we wouldn't have had to have done that again. We got to clean that up a little bit. I will say, though, BT, I think you're getting a bad rap here. Not that I need to stick up for you. 8-13 on the year is not... like.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, that's probably par for the course for most... come on, nobody wins at this.
They make it seem like I'm 2-19.
Correct. Well, because of the points, your biggest bugaboo is that you throw away those 5 points.
I do it every year.
With the Jets specifically.
Well, the first couple, I picked the Jets, and then I realized the Jets aren't good, and reality right. hits me, and I start going the other way, and it's too late.
Also, the Giants this year, they've had two major upsets, and then the one game that they should have won, they lost. So, yeah. Those are 15 points potentially right there. But the 8-13, not bad overall. And Hoff, prior to hitting 4 in a row this last week, he was 10-12 on the year, which is, it's fine, it's good, but now he's 14-12 after 4-0. 1 week can change a lot of things. Point total, you got to score. Got to score some points, and those fivers, they add up. Remember, too, you got the Turkey Day teaser coming up. We got 35 points
you have
there.
To motivate. I know we got a lot to listen.
We're going to get you to regenerate.
No, I'm not going to check out. I mean, I'm going to go, if I lose, I'm going to go down swinging. I will still do all the research, which today's research was about 9 seconds, to be honest with you. No, I'm just teasing. I will take this seriously. I will not check out like I do with fantasy football if my team's not good.
All right, let's get some other calls in here. Mike is calling from Rumson, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Mikey.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Good afternoon. Before I get started on the Jets, I just want to give a shout-out to my guys that listen to the fan all day over at Empire Hyundai in New Rochelle. So I just wanted to say hello to my bosses, Keith and Solomon. And I just wanted to tell you we listen to the show all day there.
We appreciate it.
We're not selling cars.
That's awesome.
And I just wanted to say with the way the Jets have drafted and the way that there's not really a true franchise quarterback coming out in the draft. Do you guys think that they have any chance, as the staff is constructed right now, to even teach a top 5 pick how to play quarterback? That's the real question.
No, sadly, I don't, but...
I guess that's the short answer.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah.
Which will probably suffice for all of us. I mean, listen, for me to say that, yes, I have unwavering belief in Aaron Glenn's ability to take a 22-year-old kid or whatever, whether it's Moore, Mendoza, and, help him assimilate to the NFL. I can't possibly say that. Now, I can't say that he can't grow. I won't say that he can't possibly grow into the role, but he's a defensive guy. His team is winless. He's having fights with the media. I mean, it doesn't seem like it's ideal. And then the OC, Engstrand, is not even doing a really good job. So it's a common thought, and it's not an unfair one.
What I will say, though, is I believe Aaron Glenn can be a leader of men. And I believe his mindset and temperament as a coach can be beneficial to a young kid coming in, whether it's this market or another. Now, offensively, no, I don't. Although Engstrand, people were talking about him like he was some kind of guru after week one.
After
all of a sudden,
it's
like,
yeah,
get him out of here, everybody sucks. Mm. So maybe with the head coach, especially it'll be year two, and an offensive coordinator who at least showed in spurts, maybe he's got some potential. Like, I don't think it's as bad as it was in prior regimes, the way that it was set up with Bowles, just being the defensive guy.
Yep. Gase was offensive, but that didn't work out.
Yeah, obviously Robert Saleh, disaster. Yep. So I don't think it's as bad as we may think, but I still don't trust that it's going to be the right recipe.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, because that's a question that we're going to get into a lot as we get closer and closer to the draft, which is still a while away, but we know the Jets will be picking very early and that they'll be picking a quarterback. So to me, these are different things. Like, if the Jets, how many wins do you think they're going to get? 2-15?
I actually think
right
now. I think they're going to go winless.
Oh, my God.
Maybe one.
Okay.
But if I had to bet, I would bet winless.
Okay. I would bet one or two. I would be stunned if it's zero, but, I mean, it's only one or two away from what I think they're going to do, so it's not like it's crazy.
I was so discouraged after watching that game against the Panthers.
I thought they were going to.
I know you didn't think they were going to win. I thought they were going to win.
I know you did.
And not only did they not win, like, dude, it was an atrocious football game.
They're inept. I mean, and inept teams could go.
Right, exactly.
Okay. I don't think they will, but I hear you. And I only asked the question because, like, if the Jets go, let's split the difference. I think two, you think zero. Let's say the Jets go 1-16.
Okay.
Imagine the Jets going with a young quarterback, say Mendoza, who I like the most right now, and into year two with Glenn, coming off a 1-16 season versus maybe a 3 or a 4 win season with a few of those wins coming at the back end of the schedule. What does it really change? Not a ton, except a little energy and a little perception. Like, if they win one game this year and they finish on a 7-game skid or a 6-game losing streak, even though the new kid wasn't a part of this, you know, this year, think about the stories that are going to be written about the Jets during training camp. Is Aaron the right guy? And then if they start 1-4, which they probably will with a young kid at quarterback, it's off the rails right away. It's just, I don't know how you build a good situation for a good quarterback, a young kid next year, and Aaron Glenn's still a part of it. It's hard for me to think that right now.
Roger's calling from Comac. What's up, Roger?
Hey, fellas, how you guys doing?
Good.
I called last week. I kind of ripped the owner. And listen, I don't take any of that back. I think he does need to sell the team, but that's not what I'm calling about today.
We all do. Okay, he's not.
I think we're at a point in the season where it's no longer about winning games. It's about seeing who you got and who you don't got on the roster, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a number two and number three wide receiver. We don't have a quarterback. We don't have a Sam and Will linebacker. We don't have a depth at defensive end. I'm good with Aaron Glenn coaching this team. You can dissect every word if you want, but I see a guy that took a chance on Fields and it backfired, you know, whatever. Dump Fields next year and find another veteran. Maybe Cousins or Brissett next year. I don't know. The defense and special teams are doing good. No sense in blowing it all up because your offense sucks in year one. I mean, Dan Campbell, he dumped Anthony Lynn after year one in favor of Johnson, if you remember that. Now, all due respect to Joe B, but this is not the time to see what Brady Cook can do. Let's not play checkers with the season. This ain't a video game. We need to see if we have a number two and number three wide receiver.
They don't.
You're not going to find that out with an undrafted rookie quarterback. The rest of the year, if Tyrod goes down, sure, let's see Cook, but otherwise you don't start Cook because you got other needs. Now, I don't know if fans even realize that Tom Brady, Tony Romo, Sam Darnold, they all threw for over 2,800 yards their first year as a starter, right? Brady had 18 TDs to 12 interceptions.
Yeah.
Romo, 19 TDs to 13 interceptions. Darnold, 17 to 15 interceptions. The difference between them is Brady sat a year and had Charlie Weiss as his OC. Weiss was a successful OC for the 3 years that he was with the Jets before going to New England.
Agreed.
Romo sat 3 years learning under Sean Payton and Parcells. Sam Darnold, he had Jeremy Bates, who was an OC for 1 year with Seattle, but then he was handed Adam Gase. Are you kidding me? That's no wonder why the kid had no success in New York.
Roger, and thank you for calling.
Thanks,
we'll wrap it up here. You gave us some good stuff there. Remember, too, Joe Douglas had the chance to pick Sam Darnold versus Zach Wilson. He chose to go away from Sam Darnold.
Yeah, he did.
He could have kept him and selected somebody else. That was a conversation.
Yeah, remember he told Darnold's parents, I'm going to get him some protection on the O-line?
Yeah.
I was surprised. I think he got a third for Sam. I could be wrong. But I remember whatever he got back in the trade for Sam was actually very surprisingly good in terms of, like, capital.
Well, at that point, we all kicked him to the curb already. We're excited about the new shiny toy.
Yeah, but I'm surprised. Yeah. I think it was a third, if I'm right with that. I'm surprised he got that much. He didn't get, like, a fifth or a sixth, what I'm saying. Yeah, there's been so many missteps with this team. Where do you start?
Somebody competent, and I'm not trying to knock Joe Douglas here. It's over. He's irrelevant now.
Yeah.
Here. Somebody competent could have came in and said, we got it. Mm-hmm. I got this. Mm-hmm. You got the right quarterback here.
Yeah.
I'm going to make the most of him.
That's true.
And they didn't. They came in and Darnold saw Ghost and Gase was a disaster. Remember, too, Gase was in part because of Douglas. Like, one was...
And Peyton, right? Peyton Manning. Didn't Peyton wait on that, too?
Peyton got Douglas in here, but then... Excuse me. No, Peyton got Gase in here, but then there was a Gase-Douglas tie-in as well. Didn't Gase want Joe Douglas?
I don't even remember that.
The timeline was all convoluted.
I know the timeline was messed up. It's never normal with them.
But the point is, multiple regimes had an opportunity to keep Sam Darnold.
One regime got fired. And then the next regime with Joe Douglas had a chance to say, you know what? I believe in this kid. Sam Darnold was going to be the one who got away. He's a competent quarterback.
Yeah,
like Geno, whatever.
Yeah.
Zach obviously is awful. Sam Darnold, and people at the time loved him. And now you're seeing him have success with multiple teams afterward. Gosh. BT and Sal, player to watch, is sponsored by ELEC 825, Building Our Future. Collars & Co., the original dress collar polo. I'm looking at Josh Allen, BT. You touched on this before. You guys talked about it with Costos. I mean, Bills here, they got to come back and get a big win. They have to have a big performance on the road. I want to see MVP Josh Allen go out there and carry his team. I don't care if their defense is subpar or some of the other issues. The feel is that New England has surpassed Buffalo in the AFC East. And if Josh Allen doesn't carry his team to a big win over the Panthers, that feel might become even more of a reality.
Yeah, interesting. They're a tough team to evaluate because we can't separate how good they've been, even without a championship, these last X amount of years. I think if the, this is going to sound odd, but I think if the Bills were bad last year or average and we were just evaluating them this year, I think the analysis would be pretty biting. I don't think they're that good this year. I think Josh Allen's one of the few great things, and I love the guy. I wish he was my quarterback. I would go to battle with that guy every day. I love Josh Allen, but I think it's a bad team or a weaker team in too many spots. That's a good pick. You know, hey, if he doesn't carry them to wins, they're not going to be many wins the rest of the way, to your point. All right, I'm going to go very quickly. I'm going to go Daniel Jones. I haven't done this yet this year. Now, I know they're playing a team that they're supposed to stomp, but, you know, Daniel Jones is a couple of big games away from putting up a season that on paper is going to look like, you know, 30-something touchdowns, 42-something 100 yards, 500 rushing yards. Basically, the kind of season that could vault you into the back end of the MVP conversation. He'll never win it, but you know what I mean. And the Titans are the kind of team that you should do that against. Go for 300 yards. Throw three or four touchdowns. Just destroy Tennessee. Let's see it.
I think it's a good pick because I don't think that there's a way the Titans can compete in this game without mistakes from Indianapolis. And maybe this is a little bit of a slip-up. Daniel Jones, the Colts feeling themselves a little bit, potentially a trap game. Division games can be difficult. I wouldn't expect the Colts to lose that game. I'll tell you this. I'm not going to
me neither.
I don't think I'm going to pick them in the knockout pool. And I did pick the Titans plus the 14.5 points. So that's a lot, dude. Two touchdowns. I have, you know, 2.5 touchdowns like that. That's insane.
I don't have the evidence to support this. It's more like my recollection. I feel like so many times, and you might win this, where I've been like, this is not college where you got Akron getting, you know, 40 points against Alabama.
I always lay the wood the other way.
Yeah, I mean, it's an NFL team and anything can happen. So I'm always like, man, 14.5 points, that's a lot. I just, with the coaching change, I feel like how many guys are dialed in that building when they're looking at the Colts defense in the eye? I think they're probably, I could be wrong. I think they've checked out. I think the Colts whack them, but that's why betting is hard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.